views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to the show this morning. And this is Linda Bott along with Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a lot of things to cover today. We started before we even went on the air about water. We're going to get into water. But this morning our guests are going to be the people who protect against Tierra Robles' overdeveloped lands, no on 166 homes. They're going to be on this morning, so that should be very interesting. Stay tuned for that. But we are going to say that Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the, we're going to be shouting out to our sponsors, and they're going to probably be a little bit out of order because, you know, Carl is very, imagine the step of a Marine. It's a march, and it has a cadence. And God forbid you get out of the cadence, but I'm going to do it anyway because he's not here. So we're going to start off with a shout-out to Shasta Regional Medical Center because they bring us the news and their supporters. And, of course, Wednesday we had our emergency doctor Taggart on, as well as the CEO, Casey Fatch, on. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgery robot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is the place to go when you are in need of hospital care.
Oh, my God. That's where I stayed, Trish.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I've never been in a hospital in my life. Stayed. You know, I've been had to visit.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I was born in one. I wasn't born at home. But, you know, I will say that when you don't expect to go in, it wasn't a scheduled surgery and it was a surprise. That, you know, it, you know, at 60 some years old, it was a little bit overwhelming and it was during COVID. So when Carl dropped me off, you know, this is old story, but anyway, they were in their hazmat suits.
Yeah.
It was weird. You know, you can't come in, Carl. So from there on, I was completely, my doctor was my advocate, but I didn't have always felt like if I ever was in the hospital, I'd have somebody with me 24 hours a day because I need an advocate.
Oh, absolutely. And I still would encourage that if at all possible.
Yes.
Well, Linda, it is 36 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 62 and a low of 44 this evening. It's sunny and clear. On Friday, a high of 66 and a low of 41. Saturday, a high of 67, a low of 41. And it's going to stay sunny and clear. Mostly clear all the way through Sunday. Again, a high of 67, a low of 40. Martin Luther King Day on Monday, a high of 65 and a low of 40. And mostly sunny and clear as far as we can see. Hopefully we'll get a little more rain because we sure need it with what's going on. And the lake level is still down. We've got a nice snowpack going. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So let me ask you, are you loving this weather? Does the cold weather or snow bother you?
The perfect weather is always the spring and the fall. I mean, that's the best times of year. I prefer winter to summer anymore because mm-hmm. the heat kind of is just getting to the point where that 110 for several days in a row really zaps
me. Zaps. That's a good word.
But it is cold. And
yeah.
I'm wearing a sweatsuit a lot and I've got a lot of sweatshirts on because it's really cold.
Yeah.
Like it was 35 degrees or something in the morning and I don't like the fog this time of year.
Yeah.
That's spooky. But.
What I appreciate is, and why I love it so much here and especially this year, is I love to experience the seasons.
Yes.
I like to dress for the seasons. I know what it was to live in the South and be in the South and know when that barometric pressure would hit me and I would be on the ground with like the migraine from whatever and those fronts would come in and hurricane weather. I would take what we're experiencing here in the North State any day over humidity. I know it gets hot, but I know it sounds like, oh, how trite is it to talk about the weather, but we're in a beautiful space right now. I know we're experiencing a lot of things and I want to share, with you, Trish, and our listeners that the other day, you know, this Omicron And every time you turn the anything on or talk to anybody, anything, and my parents just got back from a cruise, and half the staff had to leave because they had COVID, and one of the people they tried, okay, all that stuff is all around us, right? So and we've been practicing what it is, you know, doing all the things we feel like we should do in order to stay safe. But the other day I was in, doing our morning show, and I felt this like deep ache come over me. And I think the fear hit my head. And I thought, oh my God, we had Dr. Taggart on, we had Dr. Casey, and I was thinking, oh my God, you know, because it wasn't the cough, it wasn't the this, but I had this deep ache, which I get anyway because of immunity things in the past. But anyway, this is not to talk about my health, but I want to share where this is going. That I was supposed to meet a friend for coffee, and we were going to talk about some upcoming events. And I called her, and I said, gee, I'm going to go see my folks in Sacramento. My mom's 88. My dad's 90. What if I'm carrying it and I don't know?
Yeah.
And that scared me. So she said, well, here, I'm going to give you the name of I'm going to give you a number. You probably just should go get tested just so you know for your own sake. Because I never could forgive myself. I mean, their choices are their choices. They want to go on a cruise. They want to,
yeah.
But I don't want to be the person that perhaps gave them something that was the, I don't know. You know what I'm talking, you know, yeah, where I'm going with this. So I call this number and end up being, I'm fascinated because I can't wait to interview this person. His name is John, and he owns the lab called Lab 24.
Okay.
And she said, her husband, who's a doctor, sends their staff there weekly to get tested. And I went in, and it was so professional. You know, I've heard nightmares about people trying to get tests, where to get tests, how to get tests.
And how to get the results.
Yeah, okay, so it was within 24 hours, I got the results on my email, and it's a professional, like, printed out. If I ever had to show somebody, it's like the test, negative, blah, blah, blah. But for my peace of mind, I'm so glad I did that. And it was a swab. And, it, you know, like I said, they took my insurance. I just had to fill the paper out. And I just thought it was so professional. It's up there on, and the guy who owns it lives in Red Bluff. Do you know that there's probably hardly any labs that are locally owned?
I wasn't aware of that, and unfortunately have not had to participate in any of the process. You know, the thing with having done a little bit of traveling, because quite frankly, I've not been a very good girl about paying attention to the rules on this.
Yes.
I believe that a lot of common sense goes a lot further in this.
Yes.
And I'm careful anyway.
Yes.
Because of my health conditions.
Yes.
So I am very careful not to be around anybody who's hacking and sneezing and,
yes,
and showing signs of having any kind of illness. I'm not crazy about being in somebody's face, so I'm kind of a social distancer by nature.
Right.
But as far as slapping a mask on every time I go in and out of the building and all of those things, I would say that we are really fortunate
here
in Shasta County. I've been in Sacramento, San Francisco, Carmel, Virginia over the last few months. And I'm here to tell you people, we've got it so much better.
We do.
Any of those places I just mentioned, with the exception of Virginia, where there was a mask thing a lot. Of course, an airplane, you've got to have the mask on the whole entire time. And unless when you're in the airport, you sit at the bar and nurse a glass of wine, then you can sit there without the mask in your layovers.
That would be my cup of tea right there.
Exactly, because just sitting in the airport with a mask on, maybe the book didn't turn me on.
No.
So
you drink a glass of wine and read a book while you're waiting.
That's what I did, and I did it without a mask. So. But anyway, I'm just going to say, and in San Francisco, Carmel, any of those places, you have to show your vaccine certificate before you can eat or drink. You have to, even if you're going into a bar, you have to put the mask on until you get to the bar and order your drink. It's just,
yeah,
it's a lot of lack of common sense.
Yeah.
Because as I'm watching and
that doesn't make sense to me either.
None of it makes any
sense. Put your mask on when you go to the bathroom. From the bathroom to your table, now you could take it off.
Exactly.
I mean, as if you're not going to get, anyway, so.
Well, and besides that, what I would do, and of course I just couldn't resist in some instances when they got real bougie, I would ask them for their certificate.
And I would say, okay, so would you show me the certificates for all these people who are going to be serving me food and the bartender and all these people who are giving? I'd like to see your certificates. Well, we're all vaccinated. I said, oh, so you want me to trust you, but you're not willing to trust me.
Right.
You know, and they just get this, you know, deer in the headlight look in their face. And the friends that I was with, it just kind of go, oh, God, Trish. You know?
All right, Trish. Hey, but it's a free world, so you're able to do what you want to do. And I know I'm going to be traveling to Sacramento, and I know what that's going to be. It's going to be mask up.
Yep. You know, every time you go into a gas station or wherever you go.
Well, anyway. I'll tell you when you have your mask down, and that's when you go. That's when you go to sleep.
There you go.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about Sleep Number, because right now, we are really loving our bed. In fact, when we were in Albuquerque, the kids, you know, our son-in-law, who is a U.S. Marshal, she's a nurse, they're just like, man, we are thrashed on our feet. They went and decided to go with a bigger bed and chose a Sleep Number. So I'm going to be really curious to see how that's working out for them. As some of our family members have gone in this direction. But proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It is. It's the one thing that you can kind of control. Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special, saving up to $1,000 on a 360 smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends January 17th only at Sleep Number stores, Sleep Number, or go to sleepnumber.com. Special's going on.
Yeah, Linda, I've had my Sleep Number bed for probably 20 years. And I still love it. It's the quality that just doesn't go away. My Sleep Number is pretty constant at about 55.
And my Sleep Number studying is at 40. But I move it around, and that's the beautiful thing. You know, that's one thing you can change.
There
I'm going to tell me what number I'm going to sleep at.
We'll be right back. Thanks.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our KCNR program this morning. Carl is on assignment, but Trish Clark is here as well as moi.
On Thursday mornings. I love Thursday mornings because that's my morning to be here with you.
You're always wonderful. I always love to hear. Now, we know that at one time you were a supervisor, and we really appreciate the body of work that you did. How long were you in that seat?
Okay, well, I was on the board, the city, Anderson City Council for four years, and then I was on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years. So 20 years as an elected official.
20 years as an elected official. So you kind of know what you're talking about. You've seen the history of what's not only in Anderson, but in Shasta County.
Exactly. And of course, things have changed dramatically since I was on the board, and that's a whole conversation in itself. But certainly I had some experience and know how a lot of stuff kind of happens and how it should happen and how it doesn't always happen.
Right.
But I loved the 20 years. I really enjoyed one-on-one kind of hopefully making a difference in people's lives and solving some problems, being proactive. I enjoyed that. It was good for me.
Yeah. And during that time, Trish, did they, and, first question and then to annex that, what do you think of, did they redistrict while you were in office, and what do you think of the redistricting?
Well, we did redistrict, and at that time we tried very hard as we changed lines to not disrupt communities, to follow some lines that made sense. At that point, I believe it was the 5th district that really was kind of short of votes, I mean, of people. And the idea of redistricting is keep all 5 districts about the same in numbers of voters.
Okay.
And that's why we redistrict every 10 years after the census. And at that point, I'm trying to remember some of the changes we made. Millville went from the 3rd district into the 5th district, which kind of followed some lines and made mm-hmm. sense to pick that up to increase the population up in the 5th district and decrease in other ones. This time, just in a nutshell, I would say that I think it was a complete waste of time for them to bother going through a committee structure, which they did. They got some really competent people to sit on a committee for a long time, had lots of meetings, a lot of input from staff, a lot of cost of personnel and what have you. They came up with 2 or 3 plans that were really good and made sense and were well thought out. And then the Board of Supervisors threw them out and did their own thing. So what was the point? And cherry-picked some pieces here and there, took parts of communities out. I mean, I'm not exactly – Churn Creek Bottom, what's it doing? And just that didn't make any sense at all to take Churn Creek Bottom out of District 5. That's a part of that community. Hmm. Flows right down in. The parts of Happy Valley, that's part of the Igo Ono area and always has been.
Right.
And as you know, they have fundraisers together.
The
community.
Rural kind of the, yes.
Exactly.
Aggie kind of areas.
So what I love about the position I'm in now is I'm entitled to my opinion and not afraid to share it. And I think it was a waste of time for them to bother with, they had very qualified people on that committee.
And then to not pay any attention to them and just go ahead and do what they wanted to do.
I needed to ask you how you feel about it. It's done. So it's like a lot of things right now. We're going to, in fact, the 7:30 guests that we've got coming on are going to be talking about Noah 166 Homes. We're looking forward to, you know, hearing their
input on that.
Their stance.
Yeah.
Now, one of the issues that I'm sure is a huge issue is
the water issue.
Right. And you and I were discussing water earlier. We've got a couple things we need to talk about in 5 minutes. Number one, let's talk a little bit about the water, and then we're going to go into Anderson and what your passions about Anderson. I always like in this moment when you're here, Trish, and I'm here, that we talk about some of the things that you've worked on with that 20 years of service that you have brought to fruition that we need to remind people about. It could be just somebody driving to work and going, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a place to do something. I forgot about that. You know what I'm talking about. So, but let's talk about the water. We drove over the dam. And I just learned something from you today. I'd like you to share with our listeners. When you were in office, as you know it, and the looking at what what's on the books for Shasta Dam, that was?
Well, when Shasta Dam was put together, when President Kennedy dedicated that project and everything, that was Whiskeytown, but Shasta Dam is under the Central Valley Water System. Skip beats there. It's part of the Central Valley Water System. It is a flood control district. It was never designed for recreation, for boat docks, and all those things. So when they're making their decisions, the Central Valley Water System, State Board of Water Quality Control Board, and all those people, they don't take into consideration the things that we should. I've never been able to understand, as an example, this time of year, as low as the lake is, why they're just not letting all that water stay in the ocean instead of rushing. I mean, I travel across the Sacramento River every day. Too much water's going down that river.
Hmm.
I mean, and they do it for salmon. They do it for all kinds of things. I heard about the salmon, death of the salmon down lower in the river because of the hot water. Then flush the water out of the bottom of the dam. I mean, there's things they can do to address all of it. But at this time, with a drought, it seems to me the most important thing would be to fill the dang lake up.
That would be interesting, and we should reach out to really have the water experts, as so-called,
come in
up here in the North State. We're not talking about down at the Delta. We're talking about up here. Help us to understand as the layman here that are driving around and trying to figure out why are we driving over the dam and it's absolutely
so low and the water's rushing down this time of year, and then the next thing they come up with and say, well, there'll be no water this year for farmers because of the drought. And you've tried to put all that together in your mind.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time figuring out how a group of intelligent people can sit in a state as big as California that produces as much food as they do for the state, the United States, and the world, and make a decision that says that farmers don't get any water.
I think we're supposed to be one of the ninth places in the world that produces food.
Yeah.
And
how do you do that if you don't get the farmers any water?
Yeah.
So,
exactly. Okay, so let's talk about, hurry up, let's go into, or I'm saying hurry up to me, not to you. Let's talk about Anderson.
Well, let's just jump into the things that are happening down there. If you haven't taken advantage of the skating rink down in Anderson, that is a huge deal. I mean, that's like San Francisco, the skating rink and the whole thing. And it's a big deal.
Right, where is that?
Okay, it's downtown, just around the corner from the ETC thrift store.
Okay.
That's run by the Frontier Senior Center.
I like that thrift store, by the way.
A great place, and that supports the Frontier Senior Center, all your donations there. But the ice skating rink is only going to be there, for, I think, this last weekend. And it'll be a yearly thing. They'll put it up for a couple of months around the holidays.
Okay.
But they're having a great time there. Fire pits, and you can rent your skates.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe this weekend is the last weekend, or maybe through January. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But take advantage of that. It's a good thing. And I want to just speakly say, I want to thank everybody who has gone to ETC, made their donations over the last year. As a result of that, it's done really well, and therefore the Frontier Senior Center has done really well in
recovering from the impacts of that closure and COVID and all of those things that really hit a lot of nonprofits. So we've been able to really kind of get our feet underneath us again. And so I just want to tell everybody, appreciate it, remind everybody of the breakfast on the first Sunday of every month, and that that is available for rent, for your parties, for your weddings, for anniversary
with
parties.
With a professional kitchen.
It has a full-service kitchen. And if you're a caterer out there, or anybody like that that needs a kitchen, a full-service kitchen, to prepare food or what have you, then, you know, We should take advantage of that. And okay, Nick's on the phone. We're going to have to take a break, but let's go quickly to Nick, because I'm sure he's got something to tell me I said wrong about the water.
Okay, Nick.
Absolutely, I do. The fact of the matter is the level of the lake is dictated by the Bureau of Reclamation, and the lake was put in for flood control and irrigation. They have it so low at certain times of the year in the spring when we wish they'd be saving water, they're keeping space for a pineapple express.
Yeah, well, you just phrased it different than I turned you around, but
absolutely.
You're exactly right.
Kind of the same cards we're looking at here.
On top of that, they aren't releasing too much water right now. The river is down to 3,000 to 3,500 feet per second. They're saving as much as they can. It's the summertime when they're putting out 14,000 cubic feet per second that drains the lake.
Well, as I drive over the lake, the places that are usually covered up and I can, at this time of year, that I can see the bottom of the river, and I can't see those in a lot of those places.
Well, maybe you better get checked for your eyes.
All right.
I don't think so.
Right. You know, it is low, and the reason the lake's so low is because they've sold more water than they should.
Okay. That's what it comes down to.
The State Water Resources Board has not had a great record in managing that. I've never been able to figure out their decisions, but
they've been talking about that site's reservoir for 10 years now. If they had
it's 30 years, Dick.
Fill the lake every year because they've got a place for that flood control water to go to.
Yeah, Nick, the site's river goes back 30 years.
All right,
we were talking about that when I first got on the board.
And that was the Cottonwood Dams they were talking about.
No, we were talking about the site's reservoir. I went to meetings on it.
You shouldn't have held me. We could have a heck of an argument on it.
All right.
Well, I can show you the paperwork.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're over time, and we do have to stay on our time here for all of those who support our station. And we're going to come back. We've got some special guests talking about No on 166 Homes. Don't let this development cross the finish line. This is what they're here in the stance of. Trish Clark is here this morning, along with myself, Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. Carl is on assignment on our Free Fire Radio program. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and your talk radio. Trish Clark is always here on this Thursday morning. I was so happy to be here sitting in.
And it's fun sharing it with you.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Okay, so we're going to do, of course, every time we go in and out, we shout out to our sponsors, people who have been with us supporting our station, and those are local businesses such as Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I know this by heart because they've been with us since day one. In fact, we had our wedding rings made there. And again, locally owned, people put their passion in their work, and you can go in there and get a battery changed and or your watch fixed. And really, the guy that's been there repairing, and he can take a watch apart. That's like a lost art. Take a watch apart and redo it. So that's Four Winds Jewelry. Thanks, guys, for being a supporter of KCNR. And with us this morning, Trish.
This morning we have with us Sarah Hoxie and Robert Grosch. Welcome.
Thank you.
And they're here to talk about No on 166 Homes, the project against Tierra Robles Overdeveloped Lands Project for our rural way of life. This is a project that's before the Planning Commission, coming up hearing fairly quickly.
That's correct.
And it's for 166 homes, suburban subdivision. And it's being proposed for a 760-acre land. It's off Boyle Road, Old Altura, Seven Lakes Road, and the bluff between Deschutes Road. So it's out in the Palisadro area. A couple of important things about it is that it's in the Bella Vista Water District.
That is correct.
I think that's probably the biggest issue that I could see right off the bat. And where does it get the sewer service? Or is it septics?
Well, that's interesting because they want to do their own sewer system. That is, they want to have their own sewage treatment plant on site for the 166 homes. And the scary part of that is that the sewer treatment plant will be run by the residents themselves. So I don't know who will be comfortable knowing that their next door neighbor is in charge of treating their sewage. But that's their plan.
Well, are they planning on, let me just jump in here first, because the visual I'm having is that are they trying to, this new development mean like this is the new way of being green? Is it above ground where they're taking stuff and trying to sell it as a green project?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The problem they have is that the ground won't perk and there is no underground sewer system there. They have to pump water otherwise all the way to downtown Palisadro, which of course is unfeasible. And there's no easement to do that either.
Everybody out there's on septic.
Okay.
So
and there is a sewer district out in Palisadro for the one section, the new section out there. There's a sewer system on on part of that area out on Deschutes Road.
There, I'm pretty sure that there is.
It's run by the county. Yeah, it has been there for years.
But south, I think.
Yeah, but it's in capacity. But there are all kinds of, and I'm aware of that, or aware of what the system they're proposing. But I do know that on-site sewage disposal plants are feasible and can be, and the water, in fact, can be used to the point where it can be used for irrigation. It can be, it's actually potable when they get done with it. And I only know this because my first experience with government and what got me involved in the first place as a citizen was the Stillwater Treatment Plant. That's on Airport Road, right across from the city of Anderson, and we didn't want it there very badly, the city of Anderson. So when I first got involved in this whole thing was with sewage treatment plants and the impact they can have and the feasibility of different ways to do it. My son, who was like in high school at that time, used to say that every town we visited, he would say to me, so what are we going to do after we visit the sewer plant? Because I went to every sewer treatment plant on the West Coast and other states learning about different ways to dispose of sewage disposal. So there are, I mean, beautiful places. There's the Eclipse Gardens in Denver that has a beautiful recreation thing that's entirely, their sewage treatment plant for the city of Denver is in the middle of it, and that's where the water's used.
Yeah, I'm not.
So there are feasible ways of disposing of that. That's not, to me, an insurmountable problem if, in fact, they're going in a good way with it.
Yeah, well, the technology certainly exists.
That's exactly right.
That's not the issue. The issue is that the county is not going to be in charge of that sewer system. The owners of those 166 units will be electing their homeowners association representatives, and the sewage plant will then be under the supervision of a group of volunteers.
That's not a good plan.
No, that's not a good plan.
Well, if that's factual, that's not a good plan.
And the other thing to consider is, you know, if they're starting to build out, and let's say you've got 10 homeowners, how are they going to afford to manage that plant?
Yeah.
You know, just a small group of homes. We don't know how long it'll take to totally populate that.
Now, did the two of you live in this area?
Yeah, my home is about 1,100 square feet from the boundary of the area.
Okay, and so would you say that, you know, not in my backyard? I mean, let's talk about the pros and cons. Are there any pros?
I don't know of any pros.
Okay, yeah.
That area of the county is in the general plan, covered, I believe, under the general plan's desire to maintain agricultural land in the area. But the main danger and the really strongest and most offensive part of that proposal is the fire danger. It's absolutely impossible to evacuate 166 homes efficiently onto Boyle Road. That would be 360 automobiles trying to get onto Boyle Road from the south exit, and that's a string of automobiles at 25 feet per car of almost a mile and a half. This is a very long string of traffic. In the Jones Fire in 99, we all experienced congestion and delays trying to get onto Boyle Road from the 315 homes that are there now. And if you add 166 more homes into an already congested traffic stream, you have a really serious issue.
Oh, no question about it. And of course, the EIR, and I want the public to understand that neither Linda and I have read the EIR, so if you're concerned about this, I would really suggest to you to go on County Line, on the county webpage, and you can look at the EIR. If this is something you think that you would be concerned with, then I would encourage everybody to get in there. I'm sure you have.
We've read the EIR.
Of course you have. But
top to bottom.
Anybody that's listening to us now and is wondering one way or the other, that's where you can get the information, because there are two sides to everything.
EIR stands for?
Environmental Impact Report.
Thank you.
And they must go in and they must they have to propose the solution and the mitigation for all of these issues that they've said. This is the issue, this is what we're changing, and this is how we're going to mitigate it. And then they advertise that, just for people that are listening, that EIR, after they've come up with it, is put out there. There's a certain period of time where everybody has an opportunity to comment, and then they have the hearing. We're in the comment period now, I'm assuming. People can still comment.
They can comment till Friday.
Until Friday, and then that's the close of it, and then they have the public hearing. Then the other side has an opportunity to respond to all of those responses that you've had, and then they have the public hearing.
Well, they've already responded to the arguments about fire evacuation, and they did a traffic study at our insistence, and their consultant, which the developer paid for, came up and said it is entirely possible that evacuation time could take as long as 3.5 hours until residents can reach a point of safety.
Mm.
He acknowledges in the report that there would be what he calls abysmally slow traffic speeds of 3 miles per hour. The traffic speed leaving Paradise in the campfire was 3.5 miles per hour. And 88 people died. Mm. So this is a very serious issue for us.
It is. And just to be full disclosure, you say that he paid for that. He's required to pay for that. Anything you ask for, they are required to pay for it.
There
it's not like something they went out and decided we'll pay for it and that way we can have what we want.
So
they're required to pay for all those documents.
Yeah, they're required to pay to research that and to respond. So they've already responded once, and this is the second time around. So we're going to see. I live out there, too, and it's very scary for those of us that live a mile down a road that ends. You know, how do we get out in a fire? And it's frightening to think.
And there are not two accesses? I mean, two different way to get out other than?
There are two accesses to the development. The after-event fire studies of how people evacuate are very clear that when the evacuation order is listed, people go out the exit that they are most familiar with, and that means 85% will be going on to Boyle Road.
Okay.
We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Judy at Maxwell and all of her staff could not be more helpful. If you have gotten anything that has to do with Medicare, don't call the 800 number. Figure it out. With Judy Maxwell, they will lead you in the right direction. We have our insurance with her as well. She does can figure out what you're doing with your 401k and all of that. That's your one-stop shop, Maxwell Insurance. We'll be right back.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here. Trish Clark, Linda Bott at KTNR 96.5 FM 14. Lisa, I'm sorry. Maybe you're in your car and you're on your way to work. We have to do our breaks. And I looked over and saw that you had called, but I hope that you can maybe call back on your cell phone or something wherever you are. But we do have a few minutes left here. We do have to do a shout out to one of our sponsors here, Tobacco and Brew, located on Hilltop Drive, for all of your needs and great cigars as well. Great walk-in humidor. With us this morning are our guests,
Sarah Hoxie and Robert Grouch, and we're talking about the Tierra Robles development out in the Palisadro area. This group is No on 166 Homes. They're opposing it, and we're just kind of exposing the reasons that they have issues and they have problems with it. And so I think one of the, we wanted to talk a little bit about the water, and this is in the Bella Vista Water District, but they don't have a will serve letter from Bella Vista. Is that what you said?
That's correct. They do not have a will service letter. They had one 10 years ago. It has expired, and things have changed water-wise in the last 10 years. So,
okay, we do have our caller, Lisa, back. Good morning, Lisa. What's on your mind? You have a question for our guests.
No, I have a comment, and that is, this project doesn't only affect Palisadro residents. It can affect all the community because they are trying to overturn the minimum lot size. Most of Palisadro is 3-acre lot size, and they want to jam in some little 1/2 and 1-acre lots. And I think that's the biggest danger is attacking our minimum acreage.
Okay, so good point. Good point, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know that that has been an issue in the Palisadro area since the beginning, is that they like their large lot rural development. And there are people out there that will remember that I always did make the argument as well that the county has a housing plan that we must adhere to as well. So there has to be a balance between the people in Palisadro's desire to have their large lot development and the creation of affordable housing. And the county has to be continually looking at that, and that is a balancing act. So someplace in that Palisadro footprint, there also has to be some affordable housing. That's how they get away with trying to bring some of this in. I'm not supporting it. I'm just stating a fact.
Part of the way that they support the low-income housing is by allowing homeowners to build these additional living units. They need to be small units, but they can be put on these lots. And that actually, the estimate is it raises us from 166 homes to 180 homes.
And that's a new thing in planning that certainly has come about since I've been on the board. And they're allowing these, what used to be just family member units, and now they've expanded that whole thing, so you can get away with a lot of stuff with those extra units, which basically turns, as you indicate, a single family home lot into a two lot, and that's all over the county. That I think I would have had a hard time adopting, but it's state law that has come in and kind of been forced down on everybody else. So anyway, so let's talk about the water, because I think that's one of the biggest. We've covered fire. That's certainly a concern and something to look out with these developments and the sewage disposal. I'd want to see who was going to develop that and what kind of criteria they would be held to for that development of that sewage disposal plant. That could be very precarious. But water is of course the bane of existence in the North State. What is it? They always say that whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting, and that's what we do. Because water's a big issue.
Water certainly is a big issue. And the developer here is proposing that he can get by with 55 gallons per person per day, which is a goal, but nobody has reached that goal. And he's insisting that they can start at that goal from the very beginning. That's simply hogwash. I forget the exact number of gallons that we are all using, but it's a good deal more than 55 gallons. I know it's hard for people to fathom sometimes that they use that much, but by the time they do their irrigation and their dishes and their laundry and so forth, it goes quite a bit above that.
Yeah, even a single person uses a lot of water when you really start taking advantage. I tell that because I'm a motorhome person and doing a lot of travel, lad. And when you're in, it's amazing how quickly you can go through that 30 gallons of water in your RV and not do any of the things you do in your home.
That's right.
That septic system, too, that they're talking about doing out there, their sewage system is based on that 55 gallons. And so if they overshoot that, which is very likely, considering that, like Bob said, it's only a goal, then they've got another problem on their hands.
Yeah, what they're anticipating is that each home would have its own septic tank, not a septic system. And it would be the sewage would be held in that tank and then pumped up to their treatment plant as necessary. Mm. But if people are using more than those 55 gallons, then everybody's sewage storage tank is going to fill, and that will cause a domino effect at the treatment plant. And then again, if we don't have a county-supervised community service district to keep an eye on that, it's going to be run by volunteers, and that is really dangerous.
Well, I hear everything that you're saying, and I concur with your worries. But the thing that sticks out from this interview this morning for me is the fire hazard. And we were discussing this earlier about we tend to forget, right now it's January, it's beautiful, skies are clear, it's damp. But what we experienced over this last summer was 4 months of pure hell. And you were saying that you don't even want to go to Plumas, your heart is breaking. How much, I know just being out in Palisadro, where we have our horse boarded, every time I turned around there was some plume coming up, and it was very nerve-wracking. So I can only imagine living out there what you must experience.
Well, when you're at the end of a road, you know, we live a mile down, and fires come from the north, and the road that we have drives north, which means if there's a fire coming from the north, and we know how fast they can come, we saw that with the car fire, we would be driving we would be at the end of the line of traffic of all of our neighbors driving out our road just to get to Boyle. And then you add to that, you know, all of the side roads coming in, and everybody's in the same boat. And then you've also got a subdivision now with another 166 plus their granny units, which, you know, and I mean, it's just, you know, I can't even imagine what that would be like, but it's really, really frightening. And fire is the reality that we live with. We need to adapt to that before we move ahead as a society, before we move ahead with planning. We need to rethink everything because of this environment that we're living in now.
One thing I want to get on the record, something you said off of the record, and then that was where they were going to get their water when you indicated that there was conversation about possibly buying water from the Clear Creek Water District. And I know that I wanted that out on the air because I think that, people are going to realize Clear Creek Water District is going to have a real problem with that. I just want those people to be aware that's there. I'd also like to say that, we always like to present both sides on this. So if there's somebody from this development who would like to get on the show
right
before the Planning Commission hearing, we'd invite them to come and rebut these statements. That's what this station is about, is always getting both sides out. You guys have made some really good points here, and I thank you for bringing this in.
Is there a website?
EIR.
We need a website or something that we can go to with your position as well. Where does one go?
Is the website?
Facebook or something?
No,
it's ShastaPatrol.org.
That's the one.
ShastaPatrol.org.
Okay, thank you very
much. That's our website.
For being with us this morning. We're going to have to run. We're at the 8 o'clock hour. Simpson University will be in next. Trish Clark and Linda Bott sitting at the helm today. Carl's on assignment. And we'll be right back with the next hour of Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
...in Geneva. The talks failed to find a solution to Moscow's security demands amid a build-up of Russian troops near Ukraine. Ryabkov said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had warned military technical measures would be taken if the U.S. increased pressure on Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Raging inflation, not just a problem at the retail level. Word this morning that wholesale prices surged 9.7%. in 2021.
It's an annual record and provides further evidence that inflation is still present at all levels of the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, did slow on a monthly basis. It increased just 0.2% in December compared with November, when prices rose 1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House, weekly unemployment applications rising to their highest level in 2 months. Jobless applications up 23,000 last week to 230,000. President Biden claims America's hospitals being flooded by people not vaccinated against COVID. President delivering an update this morning on his administration's battle to contain the big surge of COVID-19. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 148 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 120 points, and the S&P 9 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Talks on a free trade agreement between Britain and India could be worth almost $40 billion a year are now underway in Delhi. The BBC's Regini Vaidyanathan reports.
British officials say everything's on the table when it comes to negotiating a trade deal with India. Recent reports suggested the UK might be willing to relax visa restrictions and costs for Indians to allow more to work and study in Britain. A more liberal visa regime is something India's likely to push for as part of a deal. But in the Commons last week, Boris Johnson dismissed the idea. One thing the UK wants is for India to reduce its high tariffs on imports of Scotch whisky and British-made cars.
Members of the European Parliament are calling on a committee to investigate rights abuses by European Union governments using powerful spyware produced by Israel's NSO group. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve's latest survey of regional business conditions finds the economy was still holding its own at the end of last year, despite the Omicron surge.
The Fed's 12 regional banks found the economy growing at a modest pace, with ongoing supply chain disruptions and labor shortages holding growth back. The survey, known as the Beige Book, says optimism remains generally high, though expectations for growth over the next several months cooled somewhat as COVID-19 cases spiked to close out the year. Many regions reported a sudden pullback in spending on leisure travel, hotels, and restaurants. The Beige Book findings will form the basis for discussions when the Fed holds its next policy-setting meeting later this month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Delta Airlines lost $408 million in the final quarter of 2021, dragged down by a COVID surge that rocked the airline in December. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on assignment. Trish Clark is
because
here.
It's Thursday morning.
Good to see you, Trish.
Yeah, I always enjoy Thursday mornings.
REU is bringing us this segment. And Reading Electric Utility, you know, we're really happy. Never knew that when I moved to Reading, that I was inside REU. Didn't think anything about it, you know. But boy, am I glad that I'm not PG&E. Or I'm not, but I'm with, you know,
yeah.
under my electrical thing. So REU does great job, such a great job, and we just really appreciate them as well.
It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading, warming up quite nicely. It's going to be sunny and clear. We have a high today of 62 and a low this evening of 44. Kind of the schedule for the rest of the week. Friday, we're looking at a high of 66 and a low of 41. On Saturday, a high of 67, a low of 41. Sunday, a high of 67, a low of 40. And on Martin Luther King Day, on Monday, a high of 65 and a low of 40. Kind of continues into next week. Looks like it's making a window out there for all of us to get in and get our roses pruned.
I love your posts on Facebook. You put on, you have such beautiful flowers. Where did you get that? Where did you get the bug and the passion to grow such wonderful? And it's not just roses. You've really got flowers all year round.
I do, and I really I love my little hamlet there. In fact, I put in a greenhouse last year, and I'm having kind of a lot of fun with that. But the roses, I just picked it. I think probably the last bouquets, and they're in my kitchen now and scattered throughout the house, but I have some really interesting, you need to check out the one I put up yesterday. It's a Julio Iglesias is the name of the rose, and it's a red and white striped rose.
Oh, I love
it. Has an incredible aroma. And they're little bitty buds at this point. But, yes, I love my roses. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, we had, there could have been I'm not sure, maybe they're still going to come in. We had scheduled Simpson University, and there could have been a miscalculation with the schedule, but a couple things that now we can open, maybe open line where I can throw it to you, five things you may need to know today. And let's talk a little bit about the people that we just had on, the gentleman. We were talking about fire and the PTSD that happens after fire, and he proceeded to say that what he works, somehow I heard part of it with the Red Cross What he does is that FEMA, realizing that after the car fire there was so much post-traumatic stress disorder, that they allocated like almost a $500,000 just in to service those people who needed the psychological care of what it is. And the gal that was in here earlier just said, wow, you guys talk to my heart, like she can't even drive to Plumas. And I think we forget sometimes, Trish, that is such, it's such a tragedy. It's like such a loss that continues on with, where's my stuff? Well, or watching somebody die.
You know, we've certainly had a lot of instances of this. And I think that the last conversation with the people as they were leaving, we, not only as an area, Shasta County, but the state and the United States in general, we've got some issues that we need to address before we talk about more growth. In the state of California, specifically with all of the green environmental stuff that we keep doing, we've got to get back to some basics of maintaining our forest land in our these areas, looking at the water. I mean, we've got to, instead of when it's raining, we don't talk about drought and we don't do anything about it. And then we get in the middle of the drought and we just kind of try to ration everybody and make them live within it. We need to really focus on maintaining our forests and establishing water. We need to look at sites, reservoir. Maybe even take another look, Nick, at that Cottonwood Dams, Cottonwood Creek Dams. We need to establish the water supply. When we get these years of a lot of rain, we could fill up Shasta Lake and we could fill up Sites Reservoir and we could solve those problems of that drought with off-site storage. And that is the answer. In the state of California, we're going to have to do some get rid of the salt out of the water,
desalinization. But let's talk about the fact to follow the money. Is it really following the money? I can remember 20 years ago talking to people about the water wars of the future, that water is going to be the biggest commodity, that wars will start over water, and because that's what we need to survive.
And if you follow the money, if we had put in the Sites Reservoir, that would be very productive. We'd have plenty of water for everything if we'd put in those off-site storage things, and which certainly would produce more money for everybody interested. I'm not exactly sure why they want to not look at the water issue. But we need to do that, and we need to maintain our forests, figure out that water, and the disposal of sewage and what have you. Those things need to be addressed, and we need to take a good look at them, specifically as a county, before we talk about developing any more subdivisions.
Well, I think on many levels too, Trish. I mean, you know, they obviously, our former guests had, a dog in the fight. They're there. I understand the fire concern. That's a huge thing that just hit me hard, was that, you know, the fire and the water what they're going to do with their waste, with this proposed the 166 thing. But I just lost my train of thought.
Well, I'll jump in.
Oh my God! I just went bleh.
One of the things that, and I can say this now because I'm not an elected official, but I'll make everybody out in Millville Plains
where'd
go
I go
crazy. Because one of the things that I've always said in searching out the other great issue we have as a society is the disposal of garbage. You know, we've got this new bill coming out in California where we're no longer going to be able to dispose of our food waste in garbage, where all of our food waste is now going to have to go into the green.
Into the green.
And I can just, right off the top of my head, the first thing I see with that is, can you imagine the smell of your garbage can during the summer?
Yes.
Holy cow. I don't know how we approach that.
Well, I don't either. And I've got, you know, where the sun hits the side of our house when it's 114 degrees out, and I love tuna.
I hear you. Yeah,
I think about the people who have, you know, the diapers.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
so that's a conversation for a whole show.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that you can dispose of garbage in the most environmentally great way is to burn it. Now everybody goes, well, they do this all over the world.
Yes.
They do it very effectively all over the world, and I've said
for years. You have a burn pile.
Well, but you set, we get out on, Millville Plains doesn't perk. And forgive me, people who live in the Millville Plains, because you're going to hate me saying this. However, the land out there won't perk. If Shasta County wanted to be the richest county in the whole state, they could put a big cogeneration plant out on the Millville Plains to burn garbage. They could, it's environmentally sound. It does not impact the environment. It does not impact the atmosphere. You could burn all that waste. We could truck all the garbage from the state of California up here and burn it. We would be the richest county in the whole state.
Now, let me
have
all
kinds of money to address all of the other issues we want to as a county.
Okay, so
I know I'm going to get phone calls and they're going to say,
thought. That's your thought and that's a process and you believe in that. So let me ask you then, you would not burn plastic.
No.
We're just talking about the grasses and the foods.
No, they burn everything. They burn garbage.
Including plastic.
Yes, they do. And they burn all of the garbage, and they do have to run tests on it. We did some tests at Willibader where they burned all kinds of different substances, and there's certain temperatures, and the disposal of garbage. Stop making so much plastic. That's certainly one of the directions we could go in. And, I mean, you've got a battery in the middle of a 20 pounds of plastic. Why do you need to do that? I mean,
well, let's ask that when you go buy a flat of water, do you here's the question, individually, those who are listening, as well as you and me. Do you, like I've just this year, my thing is that I've got one of these blender bottle things, and I have my electrolytes. They've like, this is my new thing. So I use that. But do you buy a flat of water and take your plastic bottles and just keep throwing them out? Or do you reuse your plastic bottles? Are you willing to conscientiously say, I bought a flat of water, but I'm going to have that flat of water, which is what, 24, 12, whatever you buy, last me, I'm going to make that last for a year. Can you do that? Because we are a disposable society.
We are, but I go back to, if we go back to cardboard and glass and those things, they aren't a problem in our dumps. Plastic is not the answer to our, to me, plastic is terrible. We passed the law in the state of California, which I thought was getting rid of the plastic bags. And that's why I supported it. I thought we were getting rid of plastic.
Oh, yeah. Ken Murray was absolutely a fanatic about get rid of the plastic. It was almost as if, you know, like with arachnophobia.
Well, and I concurred with that. When I went into the grocery store and I realized that I had not gotten rid of plastic bags, all I had done was go to a more durable plastic that I had to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't take them. I will not buy a plastic bag.
Right.
I have bought one. Only one in all the time. I paid 10 cents for one plastic bag. I will not. I'll take off my coat and wrap my groceries in it to get out of the store before I'll use a plastic bag.
Yep.
But I'm pretty good about remembering to take my cloth bags in with me. But I'm just saying that plastic is probably as bad as anything.
Well, you know, at Trader Joe's, they don't have plastic. Oh, my gosh, we're over time. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about the five things you need to know. And, of course, I'd love to do this back and forth with Carl. I know you're going to give us your opinion. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment along with Trish Clark.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis. But it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I love it. Let's go. Is this one that says, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me? Suck it to me. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
It sounds like a dish.
Sounds like a great lead in here.
Yeah.
Let's go. Linda, what are we going to talk about now?
Welcome back to the show. And it's Trish Clark and Linda By. Carl's on assignment. We want to do our shout out to River Commons. And we have friends that stay at River Commons, and that's a great place. If you're looking to like scale down, I think it's a 55 plus, and, you know, have your food taken care of. Maybe you just want to travel a lot. You don't want to deal with being a homeowner. River Commons is a place. Very, highly regarded. So, Trish, okay, so, we can cover a lot of things. We must have had a miscommunication.
Yeah, and if you've got something that's just burning a hole in your pocket and you want to talk about it and would love to get in there, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Simpson is not here this morning, so we have kind of an open line until the 9 o'clock hour. So you got something you want to air or talk about, please give us a call, 605-4567.
All right, so pandemic price hikes showed no signs of letting up last month. The Consumer Price Index, a key gauge of inflation, hit a fresh 39 high in December. Meaning, I don't know, what are you feeling that in your personal life and your daily routine, Trish?
Wow.
What's changed for you?
Well, I can give you a perfect example. You know, I do the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center on the first Sunday of every month. And I've gone from, just an example, and this pork issue is going to get bigger yet because of the new law in the state of California. But I went from paying $27 for a box of sausage to paying $35 for a Boston sausage. And when I bought it the last time, I paid $46 for that same box of sausage. Now, take that and add it to the fact that the new law is taking effect that was passed in 2018 that affected eggs and chickens. And now the space requirements for pork are now being put into effect. And the, as I understand it, the three main pork producers in the United States have said they're not shipping to the state of California after January 1st, which has taken effect. So I'm just kind of wondering, number one, what the price of that box of sausage will be next month when I go to purchase it for the breakfast. And number two, if I'm even going to be able to get that box of sausage. So, once again, a perfect example in my mind of people making laws that don't know anything about them. It was explained to me by a pig farmer, a person who raises them, that you, the reason they have the sows, I think they are, that have the babies in the small areas is because they're very great big animals.
Right.
And if you put them in there with their babies and you give them all that room, they lay down and smother the babies. That's why you have to keep them in small confines. Makes perfect sense to me, but once again, passing laws, you don't know anything about the issues that are involved with them.
Right.
So that's going to be the price of gas prices.
You know what? We should have somebody who, again, a pig farmer. I've been to a pig farm before in Iowa. One of my mom's, I guess, evidently, school friends. I think they both have passed on since that visit, but it would be very interesting to have a pig farmer call in and say, how is this affecting you?
How is this going to, I mean, I understand the whole idea about space and animals and all of that, but you got to look about what their purpose is, why they're there and what they're doing, and can they effectively accomplish their goal with these new rules that have been taken in. So that's going to be interesting to watch and certainly has an impact on the inflation and price of everything.
Right. Okay, so as Omicron drives COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations to new highs, some states' healthcare systems are struggling to handle the surge. Four states have less than 10% remaining capacity in their ICUs, according to data released Wednesday by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and five other states are close to just 10%. Nationally, COVID-19 hospitalizations have reached record highs, with at least 151,261 Americans needing care as of yesterday.
And, you know, all those statistics are wonderful. One of the things that they, I guess it is way more contagious, but it's not nearly as deadly. I read one article yesterday that actually this was probably, in this person's opinion, possibly is the solution, because everybody's going to get it. We're going to get herd immunity. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with it. They are calling it now, instead of referring to it as COVID, they're referring to it as what's this, the same thing that's common cold. And so basically that's kind of what this is down to, in my opinion.
Right.
A lot more people are getting it. It's not nearly as deadly.
Not affecting the respiratory, where people are going on vents.
And the other reason for the hospitals,
right,
if you look, they've closed hospital beds. They're reaching capacity for a couple of reasons. The number of cases, but because of the lack of personnel, they've also shut down beds in almost every hospital across the United States.
Yes. I received a text from my girlfriend, and who was Californian, moved to Texas, one of the exodus of people. She said in her text that she decided to stay away from a lot of people right now, and she's somebody who does a lot of work with mentoring. She does a lot of mentoring. So she said her grandson has it, her older brother, family, and she just decided to, you know, it's around there. Now, how sick they are, I'm not really sure, but, you know, I can just tell you that our grandson had it. It's been around us. So you start to, like, think, okay, I don't want to spread it. What are we going to do? So anyway, just that. And I was curious how you felt about it, how you engage.
And, you know, I, as we talked at the beginning of the show, Linda, I'm careful just by nature about people that are sick or what have you, because I have a lung condition that I have to be careful of way before the COVID thing. So I'm conscious of that. On the other hand, I'm going to live my life.
Right.
And the key word there is live. I am not going to stay at home. I'm not going to cloister myself. I'm not going to not go places.
Right.
But I'm going to be careful and cautious and use good common sense in the process.
And that's perfect. Number two, Capitol riot. That is, according to this headline, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he will not cooperate with a request from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot. This is according to this particular coverage. The California Republican was asked to voluntarily provide information to the committee, including details about former President Trump's state of mind during the deadly insurrection in the weeks that followed. McCarthy refused, charging the committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation.
Well, I would absolutely concur with Mr. McCarthy. That is a witch hunt. It is exactly like the Russia hoax that they carried on for 3 years and two impeachments and came up with zip. They got nothing. There's no place to go on this. The reality of that, in my opinion, is that it was a put-up deal. They staged that. I think it was FBI operatives and people that were involved in that. I think Nancy Pelosi was up to her neck in it. She would not let anybody bring any extra police or National Guard or Capitol Police in. There were requests. She will not turn over her emails. She will not turn over her phone records. And she offered all kinds of protection, wouldn't give it. There is footage of the people being let in. There are people inside. I mean, in the crowds, there's pictures of them putting on their Trump thing over their Black Lives Matter gear and going in and instigating that. I'm not buying any of the things they're coming up with. They're going for the 14th Amendment. They're trying to say that President Trump was somehow guilty of insurrection and he can no longer be a president of the United States. That's where they're going, and they're not going to get there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I had a couple of events or situations. We got 8:30. We got to take a break. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Well, we continue and go on about this, and we will after the break here on KCNR. Trish Clark is here along with me, Linda Bott. Quick and clean. You know, it's a beautiful week. One of the best drive-through car washes, I swear, ever. Right here, right down the street from the station, Quick and Clean. So go check it out. They're reasonable. I think it's like $15 to drive your car through, and you're not going to get streaks and spots.
$9.
It depends on if you're going to do the luxury, and I kind of go for the rainbow wax, but that's just me. Okay, talk to you later. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jared, you're at the helm. We forgot to ask you the typical thing, like what day of the week is it, or what special national day is it?
It's the Rubber Ducky Day.
Oh, perfect. I happen to have one in my spare bathroom.
I happen to have three. I have a big duck, and I have two little ducks on the corner of my bathtub, and that was my grandkids
yes.
when they were little.
So same
and
here.
They brought them up because I've got the big bathtub in my bathroom.
Yes.
And they loved that, and so they brought the ducks up, which was Grandma and the babies.
And the babies.
And they're still there in the
that's
corner
so
of the bathtub.
That's so cute.
They're 21 and 19.
I know. ours are teenagers in college. Hey, let's go to the phones. Robert, welcome to the morning show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Linda. Hi, Mrs. Clark. How are you guys this morning?
Thank you, Robert.
Good. Because I'm now living the life of a retiree, and I'm actually able to call you guys instead of trying to call and drive to work at the same time.
Well, good for you.
Anyway, yeah, thank you. Anyway, I was getting some dental work done. And while I was waiting for the Novocaine to take effect, I was reading the Sacramento Bee, and in the op-eds, they picked up this thing from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and the lady who was writing the column, it said if you haven't heard, a federal judge in Texas has allowed the Navy SEALs lawsuit to go forward because apparently Uncle Sam played run out the clock when it came to getting the religious exemption. It gets better. Seems that one of those 35 brave young men had a traumatic brain injury from a deployment prior to all this COVID stuff getting started, and in order to punish him for filing the law, being part of the lawsuit, he's been denied medical treatment and at the military hospital where he's on the base where he's stationed.
Oh my gosh, incredible! Yeah. But the Supreme Court mm-hmm. has upheld their case, and it's going forward.
No, the federal judge in Texas, I believe, according to the article, said that, yeah, they've got enough evidence that they can go forward. Plus, she's considering some sort of sanctions against Uncle Sam for playing run out the clock.
Perfect.
I've got a copy of the article if you want. Maybe I can run it by the station later today, and you guys can make a copy of it. And then when Carl and company are doing their thing for that man show, that can be a subject.
I don't think they have come up with a name yet. I know I voted on Facebook. I think they're going to count up and see who is what's going to be the one. I happen to like Man Up. I like Man Up.
I prefer Man Cave myself.
All right. No.
Or, you know, like Live from the Man Cave with Carl Bott and Insert Name Here.
Sounds good to me. I think it's going to be an interesting show. I've told Carl, I want to be one of their guests.
There it is. What do we tell our young people who want to enlist us? Hey, you could have this happen to you, too.
There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting.
So as far as I'm concerned, bring on the midterms and let's throw a monkey wrench into the plans of Joe Biden and AOC et al.
There you go. Thanks, Robert, for calling.
All right.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Okay.
Right.
Today's number, 11 million. That's how many unprocessed tax returns the Internal Revenue Service has left over.
From
the most challenging year taxpayers ever experience. The backlog has been compounded by the coronavirus pandemic and longtime underfunding of the agency. I don't know how there could be underfunding, okay? Forcing the IRS to head into the new filing season already behind.
Well, that's good news for taxpayers, actually. Maybe there'll be less of them out there to audit our returns.
Hmm.
And they're not underfunded. That's ridiculous. They've, every budget for the last how many years has mentioned new IRS people. So I think it's a matter of probably it is a COVID thing with people not showing up for work and working from home, things not following. I know when I've dealt with issues at the senior center or personally, 90% of the problems we've run into is because people are working from home in these agencies. They don't have access to all the documentation. It's not being put in properly. And so things are not catching up in a timely manner.
So what else do you have on your mind that you'd like to cover? I just put you on the spot.
Yes, you did.
Well, I mean, we're talking about that you, we were talking about the fact that you like to RV. How much does it cost, without putting your ish, you can say ish, does it cost to fill up your RV when you want to take a trip?
Oh, lots of money, Linda. And of course, you know, I got rid of my RV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I did. I had purchased that RV, 13, 14 years ago. And I went across the United States in it 4 complete times, was in every state, put lots of miles on it, meandered for 2 or 3 months at a time, and had a marvelous time with it. It kind of seemed like it was time and
all right.
to maybe do another thing. So about a year ago, I got rid of the RV. I regret that
from time
to time. But I still think it was the right decision. I don't intend to stop traveling. I'm just doing it in a different manner. RVing is a lifestyle. And it really isn't, it never was for me. I always said if I have to figure out what kind of mileage I'm getting and how much it's costing me, then I can't afford to own an RV and do it. Because it's just a different way of traveling. It's a lifestyle. People do it. Sometimes it's full time. I couldn't do that because I like my space and my stuff. So I would like to have my house and to return to. But RVing is a good, a lot of people do it. I have some really good friends, people I visit in Virginia, Tony and Judy Fish, who are in the process right now of selling their home in Virginia, buying a brand new RV, and they're going to go see the United States for a while.
Right. And so, I think there are a couple people I knew here in Reading that did the same thing. They sold their home and went RVing.
Exactly
what you're saying. Yeah.
I like it. I couldn't bring myself to do that because I like my home base and my flowers and my yard and
right.
I like my place and my stuff.
I'm with you.
I liked being able to do it 2 or 3 months at a time.
I'm with you. There's a gypsy in my soul. However, I really need to
have your nest.
Have my feet in my soil. I really am serious. I like to be barefoot in the backyard around my house and just have this comfort zone. Gosh, something that just came up and you said that there's a thrift store and it's called In Anderson that supports the senior center.
Yes, it's called ETC.
ETC. I've been there.
I
have a girlfriend that likes a thrift shop, so we will take and we'll bounce around, and that's a place that we'll go to. And I think I've purchased a few things in there as well. And this is something that she does because she's a kind of a junker. She's a thrift shop thrift shop kind of gal that likes to Goodwill, and she calls it Sally's, and finds some incredible deals. In fact, there's things in my home that are art pieces and unique things that she's really got at Goodwill and so on and so forth. But occasionally, I've heard in the past that she's come across some kind of photo album and tries to find out who the people are from a photo album and return them. And she has great stories.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Well, in this particular article, an Illinois man who found a box of slides containing old family photos, including wedding and graduation pictures, was able to track down the owner and return the precious memories. Now, that's from, like, a thrift store.
Yeah.
He was thrifting. So he said he was shopping at a Goodwill store in Downers Grove when he opened a wireless router box and discovered it was full of about 80 slides and a note that said Sue's wedding. So I love the heart of these kinds of stories because it shows that somebody's taking the time of how somebody may not have known that. Somebody could have had a garage sale and, you know, could have maybe, you know, when you have like a container, what do you call it? Like a storage area.
And tub, yeah.
And you may move and somebody forgets and then
they have the storage. Absolutely. You know, they have those shows on TV where if you have not paid the rent on storage containers, and storage units over a period of time, then they sell those storage units and sometimes they have those boxes of photos and those memorabilia mm-hmm. and who knows what happened to the family, why they moved on, why they forgot about that storage unit. You know, that's kind of an interesting conversation. I'm going to swing just a little bit from it because I when my parents passed away, they didn't have a lot. So the few things that by the time my mother passed away and she lived in an apartment that were left were really treasures to me.
Right.
I mean, anything that that belonged to my mother is still a treasure to me.
Yes.
Do you know that I've talked to a lot of my friends and the generation behind us doesn't feel exactly that same way? I look around at my house and it's full of, I've kind of gotten rid over the last few years of everything in my home of that kind of decorative stuff that isn't a keepsake, that doesn't mean something specific. I made a deal with myself in my traveling that if I put something new in, I had to take something out. I had to get rid of something.
Yeah, that's Carl's rule. And I try to follow it, but I don't always. So,
well, I was very good about it.
Yes.
And I finally reached a saturation point in my front room. I have a small home. It's not that big. But I reached a saturation point in my front room where everything that's there means something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get rid of anything more. So now I collect junk from my backyard, but to get around it. But the point is, the younger generation, my son, I don't think he's all that interested in much that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit with his decor. I mean, you know, all those things. I know my sister's kids, some of them are interested in some of the pictures. When Billy and I were going through a lot of my mother's stuff in her trunk, we realized that nobody wanted it beyond us. And that's different. I'd be interested to hear from some of the younger people how they feel about that. And Linda, we've done it again. We need to take a break.
There we go. We're going to take a break here on KCNR. This is Trish Clark on the morning show along with Linda Bott sitting in for Carl who is on assignment. We'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities.
disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And good morning and welcome to the last segment of the show here on KCNR this Thursday morning. Trish Clark.
And Linda Bott.
And sitting in for Carl, he's on assignment. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this portion of the show. Community oriented, always growing. You know, they really stepped up during the whole COVID onslaught of businesses and, you know, shutdowns and that kind of thing like that. And you know, they helped a lot of people continue on, and we will be forever loyal because of that, helping them the highest of level of personal service as well.
And the Anderson branch was soon to open.
Yes.
It's looking really good. I drove by there yesterday, and I'm sure that their scheduled grand opening is coming up pretty soon, and it's just really looking good. We're welcoming them to the city of Anderson.
Now, are you a person who buys lottery tickets?
No.
Okay. Well, when it came to the big last jumbo, $5 billion, whatever, I went to where I go. I don't just do it when it's convenient. I will drive to Tobacco and Brew because if I won.
You want it to go to the.
Shelly and that, she needs to get a part of it. So always remember that when you're buying your ticket.
Yes.
If you're a person. I don't buy maybe once, and I do a quick pick, and I usually buy like 5 or 6 quick picks. So whatever the numbers come up, I don't have any special numbers, but there, is a story today about a Canadian man who collected a $71,000 prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket just 5 months after winning an $80,000 jackpot from a ticket bought at the same store.
So he's just a lucky person.
What?
I know. And lucky business that he keeps trading.
Oh, my gosh.
Store.
What are the chances of that? You know, I guess evidently the big last jumbo, whatever it was, mega, there were 2 winners. So I think, I don't know, maybe it was each one got $360 million. I don't know, whatever it was. It's just, I can't even.
Too much money for one person.
And then there was a wonderful documentary once, Trish, about the people, about a group of people who won a lottery and how it ruined their lives.
in a lot of instances, I remember there was a documentary about it, and I remember that. I think one of the things that you'd want is for nobody to know because they would just hound you to death, I would think.
You'd be forever changed. Yeah, I think forever.
I think so.
It would be like sudden fame, like for people that just can't get used to what it is. When you've maybe been a small town, not a, you know, just kind of blend in the crowd, and all of a sudden maybe you have a hit, or like the Beatlemania. That was an interesting documentary done by Ron Howard. I watched it the other night. That was called, I think it was called 8 Days a Week. And I thought it was just going to be some stupid thing. But no, Ron Howard, when he puts on it, when he does something like the documentary on, the opera singer, all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, so he did this documentary and had incredible footage, but it went on the journey of these guys being 15 and 16, that Paul McCartney and John Lennon both lost their mothers at a very young age. So they had the tragedy of that, that they lived in Liverpool, which was a very poor working man area, that they both were interested in music and songwriting at that time. Blokes were blokes, and they talked about what playing ball and that kind of nobody's song. So they were together from a very, very young age. And what happened? I mean, with the Beatlemania thing got so crazy around the world that they got to the point where they were trying to be creative and be artists. This is what they did. They worked so hard. The four of them worked so hard through the club years that when they would go out, they couldn't even enjoy being the artist because it was basically their lives were in danger every minute.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hear themselves way before monitors.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. Ron Howard has a record of doing really good documentaries.
Yeah.
And always interesting. I didn't watch that one on the Beatles, but now I think I will.
Yeah, 8 Days a Week and Pavarotti. He did, in fact, my dad went to go, they saw it in the movie theater, and we saw it, and it was just, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it really is the legacy of his life where he, and you learn so much. So anyway, Ron Howard, congratulations on that, and I just, you know, people are saying, what are you watching? What are you reading? You said that you read last night.
Well, I'm still reading a book actually on Margaret Thatcher. That is an excellent book, and that's my sit in the front room and read book. When I have it by the bed, I have a book. I developed it. It's the only way that I can sleep at night. I have to clear my brain. So before I go to sleep, I usually have some kind of a trashy historical romance novel, something just not deep, not, you know, that I have next to my bed to clear my mind of whatever I'm thinking about, and then I can go ahead and sleep. That didn't work all that well last night, so I was up reading that book in the middle of the night as well, because for whatever reason I didn't sleep. But this book on Margaret Thatcher I've been reading off and on for years, and she had such an interesting life. I always admired her. She was just kind of one of the spearheads of women in politics and well-respected and just a real great gal.
Well, if you've ever watched The Crown, this is like a 4 or 5 seasonal thing. Gilliam, what's her name? She was in The X-Files. She plays Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. It is so phenomenal to watch her doing that role. But I'm going to tell you about, you talk about historical trashy novels or whatever it is. There is somebody, my girlfriend, I was telling you about in Texas, sent me a book that's called The Only Woman in the Room. That is a true, wonderful story because she does a lot of, what do you want to call it? History, looking into, and this is about Hedy Lamarr.
Oh.
And it's by a woman by the Marie Benedict. And I read that book, and I bought all of her books.
Oh, wow.
And she's done, she'll pick somebody out like Winston Churchill's wife, the other Einstein's. So there's a lot of history stuff goes along with it.
But a good story that goes
great with it. Great story. I mean, Hedy Lamarr, this is like, I got to tell you what, that, you know, she was, the whole Nazi party and the history and the stuff that she went through. And yeah, it's really amazing. Anyway, it's called The Only Woman in the Room, and it is fantastic. So I stood with, you know, you can borrow my book.
Oh, I'd love to. I like to read. There's not much to watch on TV. I laugh. I was at a friend's home last night, and they had a Fox News on. And I was reminded again why I don't watch any of the news channels, because just, you know, with that in the background, I could feel myself wanting to scream at it.
Yes.
Because so much of even what Fox News was saying, I so vehemently disagree, because they're just not telling us the full story of anything that's going on on any of the news stations. And I personally just don't watch any of it. I get what news I can get from sources I can trust. It's not the media news.
No, I agree with that too. I take it in small doses if I can. And so, you know, I don't really know. I've been watching Anne of Green Gables. I'm going back now and starting over again with, Downton Abbey.
I've been threatening to do that.
Yeah, it's just, easy for me.
Never been a TV watcher. Bob and I didn't ever watch sitcoms. We watched a lot of movies, a lot of the musical shows and those kind of things. I just never watched sitcoms or the series, serial things, any of that stuff. So I can go now and I can watch a lot of these stuff that, been on for years and they're all new to me. They're not reruns. So I can look at a lot of the older stuff and really enjoy that now, and movies. Bob didn't like to go to the movies so much in the theater. Mm-hmm. So what we didn't watch on TV, now I can watch all those movies I missed in all those years. And it's kind of, I've never lacked for something to watch, but I'm not a great TV watcher either.
So you're going to the Crab Feed, which will...
Anderson Rotary Crab Feed this Saturday night.
Saturday night,
that's
okay.
That's the start of the season for the Crab Feed, always. And, and always a good time. And I'm not sure, they may be sold out, but if you're interested, you can check. But that's the start of the crab
feed. That's right, and I just got word that the crab feed for One Safe Place is going to take place this year. And I think Carl is emceeing, and I believe it's February 6th.
Again,
somewhere in there, that, you know, what I think that's Saturday night. I think that, you know, don't quote me on the date right now, but I'm pretty sure.
This time of year, if you're like crab, you get out there, because Cottonwood's got one coming up.
And they sell out.
They all sell out, and it's good food and always supports good causes.
Well, Trish, thank you for being here today. And like I said, Carl's on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow, and he'll have an interesting